Be seated for a minute. We're going to praise God. His praise service. You may be seated. The band and the choir is so awesome. But praise can break out anytime, everywhere. Let me quickly take you through some word this morning. Why do we praise God? I told you yesterday on Periscope that praise is advanced prayer. When we praise God, we're not just singing. It is more than songs. When David was bringing back the Ark of God to Jerusalem, the Bible says it came with dancing. Look for that scripture for me so that you know that when we're praising God, it's not an exercise. He said his praises will not depart from his mouth day and night continually. If you quickly give me the scripture of David coming back with the ark, whenever the ark of God, the Bible says the shout of their king is among them. So this is not just a Pentecostal stuff. Anywhere where people cannot open their mouth and say, thank you, Jesus, is dead. It is dead. Anywhere people cannot open their mouth and say, glory be to God, is dead. Because in the mortuary, you hear no noise. But in labor wards, when people are bringing forth life, there is shout, right? Because a life is coming forth. Don't go to a mortuary, a cemetery, and say, oh, quiet. It's already quiet. The dead cannot praise God. Only the living.
That's right.
Now, you can get to a point in your life where your problems are so depressing that unless you take alcohol, you're not happy. But the Bible says to take alcohol. It said, but this alcohol is not the one that leads to dissipation. It calls it being filled with the Spirit.
Praise God.
Being filled with the Spirit means being filled with timelessness.
Praise God.
A place where you can see tomorrow and rejoice in tomorrow.
Yes.
Because you know that nothing can hold you back,
yes,
in yesterday.
Yes,
have you got the scripture for the ark?
Yes, sir.
Please read it.
David again brought together all the able young men of Israel.
What did he bring together?
All the able.
Please talk to Miss Magnation now. He brought together able young men. That includes women. I've taught you that before. What did he bring them together for, man?
He and all his men went to Bala in Judah to bring up from there the ark of God.
They went to Bala in Judah, the house of praise. They wanted to bring the ark of God. And now we know that you are God's ark. And what the devil wants to do is to destroy your praise. He wants to be God over your praise. It doesn't want to stop you from singing. It just wants to dictate when. They didn't hear me. It doesn't want you to stop saying, well, God, I thank you, but it wants to be in charge of when. They say, well, with all that I'm going through in my life right now, I can't praise God. There's no cause for joy for me. No. I'm happy because I've got God.
Praise God.
And until you are found, you don't know how lost you are. So we're praising him for his mightiness today. We're praising him for redemption. So I learned that in my most difficult times, I must say, God, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm grateful. And God's power begins to show forth in my life, just like when you're hearing a song and the song is talking about drugs or sex, you invoke that power. And all of a sudden, your own mind begins to move towards whatever you're listening to. When we begin to talk about God in our praises, we begin to call him mighty. We call him able. We call him strong. His power begins to manifest. embrace is submission. Man's submission to the divine power. It is in praise we tell God, I'm not powerful, you are. David gathered the young men to bring the ark. Yes, ma'am.
Which is called by the name of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubim on the ark.
The one who sits between the cherubim. Are you listening to me this afternoon?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
They set the ark of God on a new cart and brought it from the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. Uzzah and Ahio, sons of Abinadab,
I just want to go to the dance.
With the ark of God on it, and Ahio was walking in front of it. David and all Israel were celebrating with all their might before the Lord.
They were celebrating with what?
All their might.
Talk to me now, Spark Nation.
All their might.
So this is scripture. So how come churches build praise to God without might? They say, oh yeah, in that Spark Nation, there's so much energy. It's not about Spark Nation. It's the way praise is conducted.
Come on, sir.
I'm reading from the Christian Bible now. So when we do all the energy and da-da-da, it's because that's what how the Bible says God must be praised.
Yes, sir.
It's not because we've got energy. So what happens to the old among us will join that kind of praise. It renews their strength.
Praise God.
Because the praise, the waiting of the elderly is praise. It gathered all the young men. And someone can look and say, ah, yeah, they are young. They have that energy. Well, David gathered all the young men and with all their might.
Yes, sir.
Now, so don't let anybody tell you, well, I praise God with my own heart. They praised him with all their might. Read on, sister.
Praise God with all their might before the Lord, with castanets, harps, lyres, timbrels, sistrels, and cymbals.
They used all instruments praising God. Now, the churches came that said, no, we don't use the instrument here. How are you still a Bible believing church then? Because they used all the instruments. In praising God. Go on. They say, oh, we don't use it because we don't want worldly music to mix with church. Well, but you're wearing worldly clothes.
Oh.
It's not an angel that dropped that cloth. It was designed by the world. When you wore it, it became heavenly. It became yours. When we possess a music, it becomes ours.
That's right, sir.
We make melody to God with our heart. Paul said it in the New Testament. He said, therefore, making melody. So melody is music. Whatever. Then what did he do?
When they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah reached out and took hold.
You're reading the second one. The first one. The second one, because of time. What had happened was David praised God so much that he threw off his garment. That's the one I'm looking for. A old king, very rich, very powerful, took off his robe and was dancing before the maker of heaven and earth. And his wife was at home. His wife saw him doing this. And his wife said, are you not even ashamed of yourself that you, a whole king with so much wealth and power, you took off your robe to dance with all these kids?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing? David looked at the woman, the girl, Jesse. Have you got the scripture? Please read.
They brought the chest of God and set it in the middle of the tent pavilion that David had pitched for it. Then and there, David worshipped, offering burnt offerings and peace offerings. When David had completed...
Can you make his microphone work, guys? Thank
you. When David returned... Sorry. Then and there, David worshipped. And when David had completed the sacrifices of burnt and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of God of the angel armies and handed out to each person in the crowd, men and women alike, a loaf of bread, a date cake, and a raisin cake.
That's what I'm talking about on Wednesday. David handed a raisin cake. Yes, the sir. Three gifts of David to his men is our given title for Wednesday. It's going to be explosive. If you've not joined a line and you're going to hide under, I don't give. We're handing over a raisin and what?
A loaf of bread.
A loaf of bread.
A date cake.
A date cake.
And a raisin cake.
Oh my God. And we'll go on. I'll start from Croydon Cornet tomorrow. Go on.
Then everyone went home.
Uh-huh. David, I need the dance part.
David returned home to bless his family.
Uh-huh.
Michal, Saul's daughter, came out to greet him.
Michal now comes out to greet David. Uh-huh.
How wonderfully the king has distinguished himself today, exposing himself to the eyes.
This posh woman comes out with her eye heel. From Christian Louboutin or wherever, puts on a nice dress and nice chain, and he said to the king, he said, wow, Dave, you really did well today. Hey, oh, you know when compliment is going on fine and all of a sudden it turns. You ladies know what I'm talking about. She comes out and says, wow, what a lovely day, King David. Hey, who are you? You exposed yourself. Look at David's praise. No wonder God loved David like this.
Yes.
David was not a 2018 Christian.
Come on, sir.
They rush home. They have no time for nothing. So nothing good has time for them. Our own resolution with God is we die in your presence or you bless us. You've got to choose one. That's a praise army. Where am I going to? David finished his praise. Then he returns home with a blessing. The Bible says he went back home to bless.
That's right, sir. Yes.
To bless his family. Without praise, you have no blessing in your pouch. I'm going somewhere. Read them quickly, bro.
How glorious and distinguished.
Uh-huh, you've read that.
The king of Burmese, who uncovered himself.
You uncovered yourself.
And stripped off his kingly robes.
You stripped off your kingly robe for what? David had gone to marry Saul's daughter. Saul's don't praise God. They are kingly. Saul's don't praise God. They have a character to protect.
God.
They will have to beg Saul to dance.
God.
Saul says, I don't dance. I don't do none of those things because I don't want people to laugh at me, Saul.
God.
How did you and why did you strip off your kingly robe? God.
He stripped off his kingly robe.
Uh-huh.
In the eyes of his servant's maids.
He said, your servant maids.
Ah.
Ordinary people were there. You know those who don't dance who say, no, I don't want to be embarrassed. Saul is the spirit of Saul. Saul don't do none of those things. Saul is like a mannequin. Read on, see, bro.
In the eyes of his servant's maid,
uh-huh.
Like one of the riffraff who shamelessly uncovers himself.
Jesus.
He called David a riffraff.
My God.
Said, I saw you do. What a riffraff stuff. I'm going somewhere in a moment because I'm going to ask you to praise God as you choose. I'm not going to be your inspiration to praise him. I'll ask you however you feel about the mighty God. the one who made heaven and earth. If you feel like you're going to be embarrassed, then don't dance. Stand there, look, everybody's dancing. It's okay. I don't like embarrassment. They may even put it on video. Where else should it be? Look at David's reply soon.
So David said to Michal,
what did he say?
It was before the Lord that I did this.
He said, what I'm doing, I did it before the Lord.
Yes.
Who did what?
Who did this? So in the Message version, in God's presence, I'll dance all I want. He chose me over your father.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Prince over God's people.
He said, I'm dancing before God.
Yes.
Who chose me instead of your father's son?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes, sir. Come on.
So when I talk about redemption, when I praise like I praise, I know there are 1,000, who knows, or 1,000,000 people who are more qualified than me, but I dance before God who chose me more than all those, not because of my perfection. I thought someone would give God praise where you are seated right now. Mahande. Ah.
Yes, sir. Yes.
A.
Yes.
I'm dancing before God who chose me.
Yes, sir.
Somebody wants to correct my dance. So you're angry that Kuli and Co play with da-da-da-da-da. What's your business with that? They can't play anymore because this is church. In church, we can express ourselves anyhow, anyway, and it's none of your damn business. We can look. When people go to clubs, they buy expensive champagne. Alcohol, they begin to pour it on the floor before idols, before gods that are not gods. If a young man pulls out a bale of money before the God of Israel, before the King of Kings, you are sad about that. It is God that gave them the money instead of you, and they have the right to do anything they want. I can dance before the immortal God. Immortal God, invisible God,
immortal God, how great thou art.
Wait, sit down. Are you really ready to praise God this afternoon? When we praise, oh my God, the dancing angels just came in. They said, I were looking for an army of praise. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Everything that the devil does in your life, it is in order to stop your praise. It doesn't need your money. It doesn't need your family. It doesn't need your house. It just don't want you to open that mouth and say, thank you, Jesus. Mataya, kataya, kataya. Thank you, Jesus. Wait. Sit down. It doesn't like it. Sit down. I'm not through yet. Let God speak to us for a moment more. Why though? Listen to me. Sometimes you'll be driving home, and depression that comes from worry, fear, how tomorrow will be destroyed, how if by tomorrow you don't have so, what, the world is coming to an end. And the lion of praise rises in you. It's called the lion of the tribe of Judah. And in your car by yourself, you just say, praise God! There are people that Satan is making feel guilty. You know, you've done something wrong. And the spirit of guilt envelops your mind. Then all of a sudden you remember Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Who forgives and they? Who forgives? Present continuous. He knows my frame. He remembers that I am dust. He will not be angry with me forever. When I remember these scriptures, I said, God, it means it doesn't depend on me. It depends on your mercy. For it is by the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Then I shout all of a sudden, praise God. Sit down. Let me try and stop this. So the world just thinks we are dancing. I was at S Factor. I've seen shows on TV. When their idols come out, ordinary men with breath in his nostrils, a man that can die tomorrow. You see people ecstatic, shouting praise. Then you say the church must be like, oh, what are they doing? Really? No. I'm excited about he who forgave all my sin, who heals all my diseases. Can the dead praise you? Now, what then happened? What did David end the story with?
Oh, yes. I'll dance to God's glory. More recklessly even than this.
Huh? Say it again.
Oh yes.
Oh yes. Uh-huh. That's right. So when the devil comes tonight and say, look at what is going on, and you're still praising, say, oh yes. When the devil comes and say, life is not going to work, and you are dancing with those little boys and girls in church, oh yes. Listen, listen, sit down. Let me finish this. The devil says, all those people you are dancing with, they are even like the mate of your children. Your children. If you are going to have children, by now you would have born one of them. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. What are you going to do about it, Mr. Satan? You are not going to steal my praise. I've got a praise in my heart. Money will not steal my praise. I've got a praise in my heart. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Listen. Sit down. Oh yes. Mrs. Posh Lady, Mr. Posh Man, come in and say, well, you're stripping off your clothes. What is all this? I say, oh, it's not our culture. Oh yes. That's why I don't care about your culture, sister. I care about the culture of the kingdom. And in that culture, we praise God. We even praise him like we are drunk sometimes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Imagine somebody is dancing before God. Another person says, oh, you know you can't dance. I say, oh, yes. That's why I'm dancing. You know why? The things that I cannot do, I'm showing you that I will do. I may not be able to make a move, but it's moving me. The Holy Ghost is moving me to praise him. So I don't need my own moves. I don't need my moves. yes. Oh, yes. Wait, sit down. Guys, you're about to kill Pastor Oni. Sit down. Look. Please sit down, please. Give me 5 more minutes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, unless you stand against this devil, his job is to scare you all the time. Or to stand up to the bully and tell him, he says, oh, your life will end soon. So, okay. You know what? But before my life ends, it will end tomorrow, Abby. Today, I will dance and praise him. Listen, listen. He hates it. Remember, his most bitter enemy is God. So when we begin to say, we give glory to the Lord, he reigns. We give glory to the Lord, he reigns. Adoration, adoration to the Lord.
Yes, adoration to the Lord. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. Adoration to the Lord.
Wait, sit down. Sit down, wait. May you not be Saul today. Our Saul's daughter, Michael, tell every marker in your life, Satan makes you feel like you're an adult if you can just say, just think about life. You need to, at this age, you need to be thinking. You need to be thinking. Be using your sense now. Look, at this age, be thinking. Be reasonable. Say you're now 20 so 30 or 40 so, and you're still behaving like a child. I said, Mom, oh yes. Have you heard people say about people, why are you always happy? Because they say, well, you know, because life is not really like that. Why are you always happy? What do you mean, why am I always happy? Why are you always cursed? As if, listen, as if you get sad enough, all the problem would then say, okay, I'm going to go away. She's sad. No, the problem becomes God. It sits there. It rains as a raining monarch. Have you seen moody people before? I tell people, never you come to my room like that in the morning, ever. Never you text me early in the morning with such word, ever, if you don't want to be cursed. You text me with joy, with good news. I hope you have 3 people in your life who always have something good to tell you first. I hope you have encouragers. People will tell you what God is doing in their life and what God is about to do in your life. Those are the oh yes people. Don't be a friend to a bad news carrier. Then look, one day, somebody ran to David to share bad news with him. David said he should be beheaded. Oh, yes. How beautiful upon the mountain at the feet. Look at your neighbor and tell them, I've got a good news for you. I don't carry bad news. And someone said, oh, but why didn't you tell me so-so-so was sick? I do not carry bad news. It is not my job Don't make me feel like a pastor because I announce the misfortune of people. I'm not a Catholic catechist or catechist. I'm not. I went to a church. Listen, went to a church. This catechist thinks he's doing a good job. Oh, today we gotta pray for our sister who is suffering cancer, and at the same time, the brother who just died a week ago. In fact, we have another brother who is going through difficult times. Friends, the world is just so bad. More than half of this church is going through terrible situation. Another one is sick with kidney damage. Let's just pray that if it is the will of God for them to live. I said, may the Lord rebuke you, Satan. What are you talking about? Women have their dead raised back to life. A catechist man stands here and pronouncing everybody dead in the name of religion. So I said, catechist, we're going to turn this to praise. Oh, but if people are going through sad times, we shouldn't praise. Oh, yes, we will praise now. What is the good thing about being sad to a dying man? If I was dying, I'll ask for the best food. I'll call people in and poke jokes that I've always wanted to say about them. Tell them, I've always not liked your head. I'm dying. You can't do anything to it. A person is dying and going sad. You're going through a problem, meaning sadness is attaching to you. And you are also giving sadness, sadness. Don't you know that when both of them meet, they produce babies? But anywhere there is joy, sadness is expelled. So what do I do about things that I cannot change? Kill myself? Huh? If I've tried my best about something and I cannot change it, what am I gonna do? I'm gonna dance and praise him. Da, da, da. It doesn't matter what comes my way. Sit down. No, not yet.
His name is Jesus.
Wait, wait, no, wait. Wait. If you came in here, wait in a moment. If you came in here with depression. Depression is because you accepted what is not yours. It's not yours. Imagine a 24-year-old who is afraid of tomorrow. What is tomorrow? What is tomorrow? For I know the thought that I think towards you. Thought of good and not of evil. Okay, so everything around me seems to be going wrong. So what? Have I had good times before? Yes. Will he restore good times to me? Yes. Oh, moody people are terrible. They go like this. Have you ever seen a dead, joyous person before? A smiling dead? No. If you are moody, you are dead. So turn to your neighbor and say, you are a living soul, like I'm looking at you. Quickly, let me round this up. Genesis 49. Listen to me now, please, so that we can attach something to our praise. Listen. One day, the children of Israel came across a wall. The Lord wants me to tell you. Anytime walls are built, it is to keep some people out. Walls, you know, when we used to go to parties when we were young, they would say they fenced him. Fenced him means they won't allow him to come in. So it's joke. It's lovely when you see the guy outside. He can't get into the party. He's been fenced. He wants to come in. Someone builds a wall. Fenced him. So you actually poke someone you ate with that. You invite them to the party. And when the girls are arriving, you fence him. And the girls pass through. And you're laughing. So, walls are to shut people out. But you see, one day, the children of Israel were going to go into Jericho. a city that God has given them, but there was war. They've been fenced. Isn't it amazing to you that the way the world will come down is not through machetes and armors, yes, or caterpillars? There was none. What would they do? But we can't read Joshua, I'm sure you're ready, without reading Genesis 49 first. Read to me, please, Genesis 49, when he was blessing Joseph. And he said, Joseph is like a troop, Ephraim or Manasseh, is like a troop that goes behind the wall. Oh my God. Genesis 49. Let me quickly read that if you don't have it.
Joseph is a fruitful vine.
Uh-huh.
A fruitful vine near a spring.
Oh my God. Another translation says, by the well, is a fruitful vine by a well. Go on.
Whose branches climb over a wall.
Oh my God. You see, they will plant, listen, no, please. They will plant Joseph here. Joseph is not going to go, he's not planted behind the wall, but his branches. Like the Paul's church.
Come on.
His branches like the elite family. His branches like the COD family, like Power Base. His branches like the Connect.
Yes.
Climbs. Have you seen those branches that climbs behind wall? The root is not there, but it climbs. Can I show you the climbing there for? Whose branches climb behind the wall, then what happens?
With bitterness, archers attacked him.
With bitterness, those who cut down, they attacked him. Uh-huh.
They shot at him with hostility,
uh-huh,
but his bow remained steady.
His bow. Mm. When the archers were coming, come as on, they are coming for spark,
come on,
our bows.
Yes, sir.
And our bow is our praise, guys.
Yes, sir.
Our bow is our giving. Yes, our sir. Eyes is just set.
Yes.
With everything that has come up against us today, just Sunday, we complete 7 acres land. Seven.
Come on.
Today, on a Sunday morning. Acres. Our bows.
Yes, sir.
And that's why there must not be anyone in this nation that is not a giver. You see, the lying thing can make you hide. But as you hide from giving, prosperity hides from you. His bows remain steady. And what again?
Quickly. His strong arms stayed limber because of the hand of the mighty one.
So there was somebody guiding his hand.
Yes, sir.
The hand of the mighty one.
Yes, sir.
His eyes were set. But we don't know how he climbed behind the walls until we get to Joshua. Let's quickly read Joshua now. They were going to get into Jericho, but there was a wall.
Now. The gates of Jericho were securely barred.
There were people standing by the financial gate, the economic city of the world,
yes,
Jericho.
Sir. Yes, sir.
They stood firm. The gate of Jericho was firm.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me, Spark Nation?
Yes,
I'm just
sir.
Prophesying.
Yes, sir.
It was secured.
Yes, sir.
They said, well, we're going to take over this mountain, that mountain. You ask how? What is happening is that we have branches that we climb the wall,
yes,
already. So when they hear our shout, because they already hung on that wall, they will pull the wall down.
Yes.
Ah, you didn't hear me. Read on, sister.
They were securely barred because of the Israelites.
Uh-huh.
No one went out and no one came in.
Jericho was ready to shut his economy down. He said, just don't allow any of those covenant people to come in.
Jesus.
But what they don't know is that the branches already climbed the wall. You didn't hear me.
Yes.
You're not listening. This guy, you're not listening. His branches already climbed the wall. Rahab was inside already.
Come on. Yes, sir.
You didn't hear me.
Yes, sir.
Rahab the prostitute.
Yes.
The archers asked her with prostitution.
My God.
But it didn't change her from being a servant of God behind the wall.
Come on, come on.
Ah.
Yes, sir.
Don't judge nothing. They are still part of our branches.
Yes.
They are holding the wall from behind. A day will come like today that Joshua will say, now shout. Rahab will hear.
Hey.
All those who are behind the wall will hear.
Yes,
and will take the city.
Yes, Lord.
We need the armed robbers as much as we need the prostitutes.
Come on.
Don't be mistaken. Let the churches be celebrating their sainthood. Oh, why is this so in church? Why is da-da-da in church? You are saints. Don't worry about it. We are not saints. We are gangs, right?
Yes.
We've climbed behind the wall. And if you don't like that, don't worry. Go to the church of saints, for the saints, by the saints. Let's see how you begin to fight on rice. Go to the judgmental church. I'm making no altar call today. I'm only going to make an altar call of sacrifice. Our branches go behind the wall. Joshua commanded that day, because the wall is to shut people out, right? Read on, sister, quickly.
Then the Lord said to Joshua.
The Lord said to Joshua.
See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands.
The Lord says to Spark Nation today.
Yes, Lord.
See.
Yes, Lord.
Everyone sitting down here, any mountain you want to take, he said, I've delivered it.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I'm prophesying today.
Amen.
He said, I've delivered it into your hand.
Amen.
Guess what? At that period, there was still wall around you. And as far as the sight can see, they will only see the wall.
Jesus.
They didn't know that Joseph's branch has climbed behind that wall years ago.
God.
Read on, sister.
I have delivered Jericho into your hands.
Oh my God, I want to praise God. Oh yes, I want to. Read on, sister.
Along with its king and its fighting men.
Oh my God. I also gave you their fighting men.
Praise.
You will not kill them. They will become part of you.
Praise God.
The music industry is set up against God. So that young people will not look at God's music. They will look at human. So Satan doesn't go in there and say, well, sing about me. No, just sing about you. Then you have all these idols. How do you take their fans and their people away from them? It is God will take the foolish things to confound the wise. How did he perfect that salvation that day? Read on, sister, quickly.
March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days.
Imagine, it's marching around the city with ammunition, your certificate as an engineer. The lawyer, he said, take your ammunition. So they would have thought, we're going to use it now. We're going to use it now.
Come on.
The lawyer with your ammunition.
Come on, sir.
The musical person with your gifting to say, whatever you say. They arm themselves. And you can imagine, in the mind of the armed men, they're thinking, yeah. We're going to use this now. Then what did he say?
Do this for 6 days.
6 days, the number of man.
God.
Said, keep doing it for 6 days. Man's number must be complete. He said, you will not call. Oh my God, you don't understand.
Come on, sir.
I don't think you understand the giving of this month.
Come on, sir.
It's 3 and 8. So for 6 days, they were going around. And imagine Jericho looking at them. He's thinking they've gone mad. These guys have all manner of ammunition and they are not even firing. You know what happens to the church? The singer starts firing. She wants to wax an album. The engineer says, I've got to start my own company. I want to fire. I want to get this wall down. It's this one that we're just walking around for 6 days. The number of man must be complete. Otherwise, God's intervention is not coming. 6 days going around, and in those 6 days they must say nothing. Imagine one of them just say hallelujah. Joshua says kill him. He's disobeyed. 6 days. You must really believe in a leader to do that. You must really believe, otherwise 3 days after, I'm a pastor, I pastor a church, I know when people give up, they can't wait anymore. Yes, they still attend church service, Sunday service, but this walking around for 6 days thing, with all this gift I have, pastor, do you know how many contacts I have? I was just walking by so-so-so yesterday and I met a man who does exactly what I'm looking for. I said, sister, get back on the queue. Keep your mouth shut and walk around the wall. Sister said, no, I printed my business card already. I've got to shout. I can't really go with people anymore. I've got to do something. Why is sister in a hurry? She thinks that some people are really making it. No, they are just in the front queue. It's a cycle that goes round. They didn't hear me. Say, pastor, I just feel like I'm doing nothing in the church. I just feel like I'm doing nothing. And if you see so, it looks as if she's moved on. No, she's in front of the queue. Where you left, she's gone back there. As long as we are one, it's still the rounding of the circle. They didn't hear me. Why are you outside of the queue? It's a round queue going on. Why are you running? Why are you in isolation? Then what happened? Quickly, I want to stop roaming.
Have 7 priests carry trumpets.
Say that again.
Have 7 priests.
Have 7 priests.
Carry trumpets.
They must carry trumpet. So the priests will not put on ammunition. Their own ammunition is trumpet. So they don't know how to use your sword. They don't know how to use certificate or your qualification or your sense or your business acumen. Their own is just a noise making. Because they are the ones that will say, you see, Tammy is a millionaire. And it is left for Tammy to begin saying, no, sir, I don't want people to think that I have what I don't have. No, the instrument of the priest is trumpet. Not ammunition. Your priest must blow the trumpet for you. Have you heard the word trumpet blowers before? They are your trumpet blower. The 7 priests must carry 7 trumpets.
Of ram's horns in front of the ark.
They must also have the sacrifice, because the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. They must carry your sacrifice for you. The rams with horn.
On the 7th day.
On the day of perfection.
March around the city 7 times. With the priest blowing the trumpets.
And when he blows the trumpet, what must happen?
When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have the whole army give a loud shout.
I thought there were armies in this house. Give a loud shout, Spark Nation! Spark Nation, the shout of your king is among you. The glory of God is among you. No one will stop you back. You will not be fenced by anyone. Give a mighty shout.
Hallelujah!
Sit down. Confiscate that phone. The shout of the king.
Yes, Lord.
Does a shout make sense to armies? Military guys who are ready to shoot and fight. God said, now, with all the instruments you have just shout. Then what happened?
Then the wall of the city will collapse.
Down.
Yes, Lord. And the
everything that has fenced you from what you can see, God promised me this, but there is a fence. I don't care if that fence is even self, it will collapse. The mighty God asked me to tell you today that every fence that has fenced us out, we can see Jericho. We know God has given us Jericho. But oh God, there is a fence. God said, declare 3 weeks of praise. And if I can find praise men and women, people like David, who don't care, if they can give me a praise. I finished preaching. On that day,
yes, sir.
The wall of Jericho came down.
Yes, sir.
The children of Israel went in.
Yes, sir.
They possessed the land of their enemy. Remember when we started this scripture, that the wall and the city was safe. They thought they were safe. But there is a mighty God, the one who can do what man cannot do. I don't know where you are in your life right now, but God said to tell you, in some minute, I'm going to ask you to shout 7 times. Walls will collapse. Oh my God. Hindrances will fall. Limitation in your mind will go. The war of depression will end in your life. Addiction will end in your life. Somebody give God praise now. Wait. You see the sister that just still sat down. They said, don't force me to do anything. He said, oh yes. Today, I'm not going to allow you to go back home the same way you came. So the Lord told me what to do, because I needed instruction. We're going to praise God. I'm going to leave you to praise God the way you like. If you like, be happy. If you like, be sad. If you like, be questioning yourself, is this a church? It's not a church. It's an idol worshipper's home. I'm going to ask you to praise God the way you want. Then I will begin to call categories of praise. I don't want to inspire you to dance. So if the old Sabbath, let me tell you, I can rent this old place, get the instrumentalist, and come and dance alone. Chebi is money. I'll rent the old place, instrumentalists will play, and I will just dance by myself, not to talk of 1,000 people or so here. I'm asking you to praise God the way you see God. If it's your forgiver, praise him as your forgiver. If it's your healer, you can remove this now. Praise him as your healer. Listen, if it's your static man, sit at the back and just watch. It's also good, Mika. It's good for you to watch. That's right. Let's start with David. When the Spirit of the Lord...